This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. United Kingdom's Freedom Day, ending over a year of COVID-19 lockdown restrictions in England, was marred on Monday by surging infections and warnings of supermarket shortages. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's own forced isolation marked the day as he self-isolates after possible exposure to the coronavirus. Prime Minister Johnson and Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak are both self-isolating for 10 days after contact with Health Secretary Sajid Javid. Javid tested positive for COVID-19 on Saturday. Johnson initially said he would take daily tests instead of self-isolating, an option not offered to most, but U-turned amid public outrage. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has surveyed what she called a surreal ghostly scene in a village devastated by flooding. She has pledged quick financial aid and redoubled political focus on curbing climate change as the death toll from last week's floods in Western Europe climbed above 180. Merkel on Sunday toured Schuld, a village on the Ahr River in western Germany, where many buildings were damaged or destroyed by rapidly rising floodwaters. The death toll in the Ahrweiler area stood at 112. In neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state, 46 people were killed. Reuters reports forces from Ethiopia's northern Tigray region have mounted attacks in neighboring Afar region. That's according to a spokesman for Afar on Monday. That marked an expansion of an 8-month-old conflict into a previously untouched area. Tigrayan fighters crossed into Afar on Saturday, and Afar forces and allied militias were still fighting them on Monday, according to the spokesperson. This is VOA News. One of the alternate or replacement gymnasts for the U.S. team has tested positive for the coronavirus. USA Gymnastics said the main team has moved to separate accommodations and is continuing preparation for the Olympics. A Japanese official had earlier said that one member of the U.S. gymnastics delegation in her teens had tested positive and one close contact but declined to give further details. It added that the local government had determined that the athlete, whose name wasn't given, and one other replacement athlete needed to be subject to further quarantine. Haiti's acting Prime Minister Claude Joseph said in an interview with U.S. newspaper The Washington Post that he has agreed to step down. Joseph has nominally led Haiti as acting Prime Minister since the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The move will hand over power to a challenger backed by the international community. The announcement in the exclusive interview ends a power struggle between Joseph and Ariel Henry, the 71-year-old neurosurgeon who was appointed prime minister by Moïse 2 days before the killing. The U.S. Defense Department announced the first transfer of a Guantanamo Bay detainee back to his home country. Abdul Latif Nasir will be transferred to Morocco. It is the first transfer of a Guantanamo Bay detainee under U.S. President Joe Biden. His administration has signaled its intent to close the facility that has housed foreign terrorism suspects since the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. Nasir was brought to Guantanamo Bay in May 2002 after fighting for the Taliban in Afghanistan. He operated as a commander and weapons trainer. His release comes 5 years after a review board made up of senior officials from the U.S. military and Departments of Homeland Security, Justice, and State determined Nasir no longer represented a significant threat to U.S. national security. Toyota won't be airing any Olympic-themed advertisements on Japanese television during the Tokyo Games, this despite being one of the IOC's top corporate sponsors. The extraordinary decision by the country's top automaker underlines how polarizing the Games have become in Japan as COVID-19 infections rise. Being a corporate sponsor for the Olympics is usually all about using the Games as a platform, but being linked with the pandemic-era Games may be viewed by some as a potential marketing problem. We have more international headlines on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.